Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we got a special guest joining us. And then, go ahead and just cut that audio. Thank you. Yeah, whenever I'm just going to give a cue to the guys in there because they do a great job. Whenever I come in hot, you know, we're going to get rid of the bumper music. I've made that decision to just have kind of intros like that because we don't need it. And so if I jump the gun and start talking over the music, just kill it if there's a liner coming up. You know, I'm already pretty mad right now. I'm going to need to take a break for a second because I'm not going to sit here and just watch these people murder us anymore. Can we put an article up from InfoWars.com? It's a top story on InfoWars.com. It's about Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. And it says right there something really important here. I'll just shut off my phone. Facebook blocks Aussie orange vest from live streaming protest. I mean, you see, that's the final martial law. Not let you communicate, not let the Tiananmen Square events that are happening, where they've killed people in Australia, beating them, running them over with cars, attacking them, splitting their heads open. And then big tech doesn't just block Senator Rand Paul when he talks about national immunity being better, which is a fact. They now block the Tiananmen Square level stuff going on because now they're going to get outright violence, start killing the Aussies. And you know what? When the Aussies kill them, they're going to say it's terrorism. They've already said it's terrorism to protest and they're going to treat you like terrorists. Well, you're the terrorist. And so here's what I'm going to do. We have a guest coming up. And we're going to be talking to that guest about solutions and where all this is going. But then I may just cancel guests tomorrow and open the phones up to Australia. Because they don't want these people heard. And we need to make it a big deal every clip you see to share however you can. Because already CNN said 3 years ago they want to censor what you email and what you text message. That's already started. They've had congressional hearings about it. I mean, the globalists are making their move. They don't want authoritarian control so they can have the biggest jet airplanes and the biggest houses. They're a eugenics-based cult that want to kill. And I can sit here all day and I can talk about this, but when I look at Zuckerberg or any of these people, and just how damn evil they are. And then I think about our Congress that even lets themselves be censored by big tech. And it's just disgusting. And so I don't like Xi Jinping, but I do like him standing up to big tech. Just because he realizes they're just as predatory as he is. And he has some sense of state control. Because you can say, oh, you're a libertarian. But what do you do when corporations are bigger than governments and have more power than that and have more members and are coming after your freedom and blacklisting you and attacking you and making alliances with all the other companies that you can't buy and sell and that you can't live? What are you going to do at that point? How are you going to operate? And the answer is you're not. You're either going to submit and let them slowly kill you or fight back and win and take the country back and take the world back. But you know, that's just where we are, folks. And it's a very, very hard road. But that's the way it is. You know, it's not fun that Hitler gets in power and launches a big war and kills a bunch of people, or Mao Zedong takes over and kills 100 million or what the Soviets did to their own people and everybody else. I mean, it's not fun that humans act like this. And the Christian ethos tries to stop that. And that's why where you have real Christianity going on, you have such freedom and prosperity. But we've turned our back on that. And we think, you know, the devilish stuff is cute and funny now. So we're in trouble. After our guest leaves us, we have time. I really want to take your phone calls, and I'll try to take those calls from you. We've got a lot of other news here we're also going to be hitting, but you know that the average person is so dumbed down and so hypnotized and so conceited and so demoralized that they're going to join in on killing us, even as they're dying. Because the one thing they never do is admit to themselves they've been lied to or conned. There is a invincible ignorance about the proletariat. And I can't join the globalists in killing them and enslaving them. But at the same time, it's very sad the proletariat, but they will all die. And so will most of us. I don't mean to be negative. I just want you to know you and your family are all dead. Fauci's going to kill you and your family. I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because of the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products and 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, and oxygen, hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you. We are joined by Paul Wittenberg, a well-known, successful filmmaker, who did a great job on this new documentary that drops just in a few weeks, which is, of course, COVID Land, the Lockdown, and Liberty Man, who will not go named, who helped finance the film for no profit of his own. In fact, he didn't even take any expenses. He 100% financed it, and now Paul Wittenberg and others are getting their money back for working on it for the last really year, and there's going to be five parts. Very well done. They interviewed everybody under the sun. Really, really amazing. And I want to play today for viewers in this hour a lot of great clips from the film, a lot of stuff that hasn't been seen yet. And yeah, there it is on screen. You get a copy of COVID Land Part 1 for $19.95. You're authorized to make copies. We hope you do, with a free copy of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, because it's the backstory on how they were planning it, their admissions, how they'd use a virus scare to set up world government and a cashless society control grid that I made 14 years ago. It's evergreen. We sell more in Endgame today than we sold when I released it. But I'm giving you a copy with COVID Land Part 1 because I want you to have it. Everybody that pre-orders gets a free copy of Endgame. There will not be a free copy of Endgame when the pre-orders end in 2 weeks. Then it starts shipping. But there you go. So we're going to be going over this, and we got Robert Kennedy Jr. clips. We've got Andrew Wakefield, Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Lee Merritt, Adele Bigtree, and so many others. We'll let the director introduce these as we go. And again, we also have Liberty Man here. Great job on part one, and I know that we're getting ready to finish up part two. These are going to come out every few months after each other, and it's really key. These films are powerful. They're very good to watch, but also they're designed, I like the fact, to educate people that have been in a trance. So congratulations on the great work that you've done here, Paul Wittenberg and Liberty Man. So which one of you guys wants to give us your take on the film and the world first?
Well, I appreciate you having us on the show, Alex. This film is the most important film that we've ever made at Framing the World. And, you know, I really appreciate you partnering with us to make this film, because, you know, with all the censorship, there's no better outlet than InfoWars to get this out there to the masses. And so we really appreciate you helping us spread this important message.
Well, I mean, we're all in this globalist trap together. So thank you. Let's talk about the impetus of the film. I mean, I'd like to get both your takes first on, wow, about what's unfolding. This is a work in progress. You guys were just finishing this a few weeks ago, you know, and then as you progress through the five parts, it's in real time. How have things changed since you guys started this project, and then now where we are here today?
Well, this project has just been changing the whole time. As you know, you know, new information has been coming out this whole time. So it's hard to, you know, keep up with everything and get it out there. But honestly, I think we've done a great job. We have a crew of like four people that have been working full time at getting this done, and we're trying to, you know, get all the best clips out there and really make it impactful, powerful, and just straight to the point and just wake up the everyday person.
Absolutely. This film is a weapon against tyrants. Liberty Man, what is it like to be in the middle of this, experiencing all of this together, and to be on the tip of the spear fighting this?
Well, you really feel like you're living your life. You step outside of the plastic culture and you get on the battlefield, and it's a really good feeling. It's exhilarating. And you just nailed it when you said the name InfoWars. There's a war on for your mind, and it's truly what we're facing. You know, I'm part of some legal groups where people are trying to take action and file injunctions and lawsuits and things like this. And they're bulletproof to it right now. It's a giant con game, and they're keeping us on our heels just by, you know, flooding the zone. And so when you really get down into it, you know, for us to have any sort of resistance, you know, when you read that book, Total Resistance, they talk about how any effective guerrilla warfare, you've got to have a decent support of the local population to wage guerrilla warfare. Well, how do you get that support? Well, that's information war. It's winning over hearts and minds. So I felt that myself personally, 10, 11 years ago, it was your documentary films that really woke me up. And documentaries are pretty powerful. And we, you know, you haven't made one in a while, so it was really great to partner with you and to get this, you know, as an InfoWars original series. And I think, Alex, it's going to really help us build the numbers of people that understand what's going on. One thing I want to say is, as we've made this, it was startling when Paul and I would be talking about, you know, some clip that we saw last summer when the lockdowns first launched, or, you know, and you go to find it, and it's all, so much of it's now scrubbed. So the memory holding of information is very, very aggressive now. And it hit us that, you know, we need to put this true history, the true narrative of what's going on, it has to be captured, because in 5-10 years, people are going to be going, well, how did this all happen? How did we get here? You know, why did, you know, what were people told at that period of time? That the proper context of it, we know that the history books, the school textbooks are going to give their narrative. We had to capture the correct narrative. And so that was also a big motivation in putting this piece together.
Wow, you guys are better spoken than I am. I love our conversations together, and also making the film, and you're absolutely dead on that. They now know just memory hole in live time with the Google searches and others, but now even on YouTube and everywhere else, they just disappear things where you can't ever find it, so you can't see their lies day to day. And that's literally 1984, where they would go back and re-edit the newspapers and then destroy the old newspapers, so that the only place truth existed was in people's memories, and now they're actually doing it. And so that's why this 5-part series for police departments and churches and universities and everywhere is going to be so critical, because it's going to have the compendium of how this takeover took place and who these criminals are. I mean, I can't wait to see the later parts where, what do you guys make of it all coming out that they did make the virus at the lab? They approached the Pentagon about releasing it in China. And then that's just a minor footnote. I mean, that is wild.
It is. I think, you know, when we look at the 5-part series that we're building out here, when Paul was initially working on this project, the title was The Great Reset. And when we looked at the outline, all the content, the topics we needed to address, it became very clear that it was going to be a 3-hour documentary. And then as we talked, there was just more and more things that had to be, you know, brought in into the scope. And so that's how it became a 5-part. In the whole strategy, what we want to do is really in episode 1 through 3 is provide people something that's geared toward for normies, really. That they can look at and go, yeah, I remember seeing that. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Nothing's too startling, but it's that we've connected the dots for people so they can see it properly. So we don't really go too deep down the rabbit hole in these first 3 episodes, but 4 is all about the propaganda. And we felt that was really important to show people how the media works. And in particular, the behavior sciences that's behind this, the Freudian, the Pavlovian, you know, psychology, that's gone on. You know, it's not an accident that they're constantly contradicting themselves and that they're changing the narrative. They're flip-flop. It's not an accident that they, you know, this ratcheting effect where they clamp down and then they ease off a little bit and then they, you know, drop the hammer again and then ease it off. That's all conditioning. But episode 5, Alex, is where we go real deep down the rabbit hole. And when I say real deep down the rabbit hole, it's to get into the true origins of this crisis and the real agenda that they're driving towards. We believe it's more than just a depopulation event. We believe that there's something a little bit more sinister at play that ties into the whole, you know, smart grid, if you will, the sustainable development agenda.
Oh, I totally agree with you. They want to make us merge with machines. This is very alien. I mean, I talk to people at the Pentagon that are high level, and they go, no, this looks like an alien takeover. I mean, they don't know what's running. So these people want to end humanity, but make something new. So I haven't seen what you guys are doing on part 5 yet. I can't wait to be involved in it. But I know we're already working on part 3 right now, and part 2 is getting close to be done. Get part 1. It ships out in 2 weeks. Get a free copy of Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com, COVIDland.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick.
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The Alex Jones Show. We have the two men that are behind the amazing five-part series, part one out now. That is COVIDland. COVIDland.com takes you right to InfoWars Store. And I'm very honored to be involved in the production of the film and to be the main place you can get it. Obviously, it's going to be put out later at Bandai Video and everywhere else. It's going to be heavily censored and blocked. That's why DVDs are key with expanded information to make copies and get around the censors. Because you can sit there and see globalist propaganda over and over again. They got to reapply it. Once you see how the trick works and how they put the pressure on, take the pressure off, that's a psychological trauma-based mind control system. People can get out of it by seeing the whole paradigm, like seeing a hidden image or a subliminal image. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Oh, so our job is easy if we just take action. Hell is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse if we don't. So, gentlemen, in the time we have in this hour, I want to get, you guys are both very well-spoken. Give you the floor here, Paul Wittenberg and Liberty Man, the backer of the film. So you got a bunch of great clips. You've got over 50 people in the film. You guys tell us about it.
All right. Yeah, I wanted to just tell your audience just a little bit about the project. We started shooting this back in December of 2020. And so we have been going strong since then. We have interviewed 50 people for this series and traveled to 16 different states. So this is not just some shoddy production that we have put out. We have invested a ton of money and a ton of time into this production to really just, be the seminal film, to just wake up masses of people. And I got a copy of it right here. It's COVIDland. Guys, you can get it on band.video. It's a fantastic film that I'm very proud of. So I appreciate you, Alex, letting us, be on your show today and to talk about it. I know you guys do have some clips. I don't know if we want to show those now, but
yeah, we will. But listen, you need to stop thanking me, brother. You had a big film crew, super awesome cameras. Look how great your studio is. I need to come help me set up mine. You're a great filmmaker. Your backer put in so much money to do this. I know how much he spent. So this is for everybody. This is the antidote to this alien, evil, anti-human, antichrist takeover. So, we got a bunch of clips here. Let's play the first clip. This is from part one. This is Robert Kennedy Jr., how you're supposed to conduct a vaccine study versus what they did.
You want to have a double-blind, randomized placebo testing without what that means. You give 20,000 people the vaccine when it comes to phase two, phase three trials. And you give 20,000 people a placebo, and then you really look at health outcomes for a long period of time, not 4 weeks. A lot of these injuries, the autoimmune injuries, you're not going to see in 4 weeks. The cancer, you're not going to see in 4 weeks. And many of the neurological injuries, you won't see for 4 weeks. If the experience with other vaccines is instructive, you look at the other vaccines that are currently in the schedule, and there's about 400 injuries, illnesses, chronic illnesses that are listed.
That's right. Then they say, oh, it's safe and effective. Trust the science. Here's Andrew Wakefield. Totally vindicated now. They admit the study claiming he was wrong was a fraud. Here is Andrew Wakefield in the film.
So the placebo that they have used, that the FDA has allowed them to use, has often been another vaccine. A vaccine with a known adverse reaction profile that's causing death and damage in its own right. That it's the aluminum as an adjuvant in the vaccine, a known neurotoxin, a known immunotoxin, a known poison in human beings that is in the supposedly inert placebo. Totally inappropriate. This is not good science. It is not science at all. It is an effort to cover up the true adverse reaction rates to these vaccines so that they can get through the low barrier of constraints put there by the FDA and onto the market. That is the only concern.
That's right. They were in trouble, and it came out years ago. Their own scientists wanted to stop the vaccines at the UN. That was the 2019 December meeting in Switzerland. And then right as that was going on, they released this to now be the saviors. Can you guys speak to that?
Well, it's amazing how Big Pharma found Jesus when COVID came along, right?
Oh, yes.
You know, even taking what the FDA corruption is way out in the open now. I mean, the recent letter that was sent by the two executives that resigned, that's quite something. We now see them ramming through approvals, even when the expert panels are declining to approve certain drugs. You know, we saw with Pfizer, for instance, they started giving the vaccine to the control group before the trials were complete. The corruption's, it's just really out in the open. You know, Wakefield's talking about aluminum as an adjuvant. That's sort of yesterday's vaccine. You know, they're now putting even crazier things in these shots, things that are really hidden in plain sight, which are much more toxic. And so, yeah, they've really got the jump on us with this, and we're working hard to, you know, it's that Mark Twain quote, right, which is the lie will travel halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on. We've got a lot of catch up in informing people to do here, because time is of the essence. A lot of people are getting hurt.
Well, that's the thing. People ask, well, how are they going to then have people getting sick and dying, especially when natural cold viruses come along and they have this horrible autoimmune response to it because it's so similar and they die? Who's going to say it's the unvaccinated with new variants? They're already doing it. We could predict they'd do that a year and a half ago. Now it's already happening. And the people that have taken the shots have like Stockholm syndrome, a lot of them. But I am seeing a lot of them understanding when they were told, wait, these shots didn't help me. I took the shots. I got to take more. Well, wait. I mean, so I am seeing that. How much hope do you guys have right now?
It depends on what side of the bed I wake up on, really. I see both sides of it. You know, I see the side where a lot's baked into the cake at this point. There's a lot of vaccine injury, a lot still to be realized, really. You can't have this much of the population taking something that's this damaging to their health. You know, you can look at what Dr. Robert Young has recently put on his blog showing microscopy of people's red blood cells, what it's doing to people's blood. And the fruits of that are going to continue to unfold for a time. And we've seen, without even a real health crisis, how people can be whipped into a panic. So what happens when there's a real health crisis? People have been so conditioned to outsource their thinking and to listen to the experts and the scientists and the officials and not think for themselves. And so there's just so many people that are in that CNN camp, if you will. They're going to take us for a ride. But on the other side, Alex, we can't give up hope, and we have to fight the good fight. And there are a lot of people. I mean, sometimes when I'm feeling a little bit down, I'll go to Twitter, and there are just amazing people on Twitter that, and the memes are just completely nail it in terms of calling out the fallacies and the contradictions and all the silliness that goes on.
And that's right. And all of us, we make films. Other people put out memes. People call on the talk radio. You say something at church. You say something at the city council, where we all hear our voices and know we're not alone and grow our numbers, which we're doing. That's why in Australia and other areas, they're now saying it's terrorism to protest. No, they're the terrorists. We're going to come back with more clips. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dale Bigtree, and so many others. We're going to play clips from Peggy Hall, Tammy Clark, Dr. Ann Bukharik, if I'm saying that right, and so many others. Stay with us. Check out the new film, COVIDland.com. We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high quality vitamin B12. Check it out. The tongue again. Back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate. Back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Important it is that you get all parts of this film that aren't out yet. Part one is about to ship. We've got the DVDs. They've been made here in the United States, and they're going to start shipping out at the end of the first week of October. So about 2 weeks out from that, every order gets a copy of Endgame. It gives you the whole backstory. That's free. So two films. And again, Liberty Man paid for the production of this and paid for us to be able to get the DVDs and for our end of the production in it. And I know that was a lot of funding to this operation. So I just think all the listeners out there need to know, just because you know all the angles of this doesn't mean your neighbors, your friends, your family, and others don't. They're ignorant. You need to get it. You need to make copies of it. It's got a zero country code, meaning it works all over the world. And you need to go out and go to a duplication place. We don't care. Make 10,000 copies and hand them out if you're somebody that's got money. We had that happen with Endgame and Road to Tyranny and other documentaries. And this is better produced than mine. You know, as over time, we got better cameras and better stuff. But it was still me directing it. So You know, it's an Alex Jones style thing. I think Endgame is the best movie I've made. But this is better. And I can't wait to see the other parts and the voiceover for part two. And now we're getting ready to work on part three. So it's about to get turned into a DVD as well. And that's the great part is every month and a half or so, these are going to be boom, 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 boom coming out. And it's just something that college students should see. You should go give this to your local police chief so they can watch it and see what's happening. Because believe me, they're going to remember all this stuff that has been memory held. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And also you get an additional copy for $9.95. So for $29.95, you'll get two copies of Covenland, part one, the lockdown, and two Endgames. That way you can keep them yourself and then give them as gifts or donate them to the library or to the Rotary Club. You want to hit thought leaders. You never know where these messages in a bottle are going to go. I mean, I'm not bragging when I say this, but when I talk to 95% of people that are activists now and taking action, InfoWars either totally woke them up or had a hand in that. I've had Tucker Carlson say that to my face, you know, Joe Rogan, and that's an example of that. Now these guys are awake, been awake for many years. Now they're going to wake people up, and you're going to wake people up. It's not like Alex Jones is the only one that can do this. I just did it at a level bigger than other people. And I didn't do it on purpose, but joking around and acting silly some. The system didn't take me serious and let us get 5 billion views on our own channels on YouTube before they took us down and other things and billions and billions of views on Facebook. It was a joke to the elites. Now they saw people were actually listening, so they took us down. But now, thank God, we got a good shot at them because that has spurred so many other people's like ripples in a pond. But, guys, I can rant forever. More points. You guys jump in here and tell me about some of the other people that are in the film. I know Big Tree, Lee Merritt, Sherry Tenpenny, and some of who these other folks are. We'll play these clips.
Yeah, we have a ton of different people that are featured in the film. We have Del Bigtree, Eric Napudi, Jira Griffin, Dr. Andy Wakefield, Alex Newman, Ty Bollinger, of course yourself, Dr. Simone Gold, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dr. Chuck Baldwin. I mean, we have so many different people featured in these five episodes. And just to give your audience just a kind of some insight in the different parts, part one is called The Lockdown. Part two is called The Mask. Part three is called the Shot. Part four is The Propaganda. And part five is The Great Reset. So we go through all the different topics and really just, you know, it's a great tool for waking people up.
Well, what's happened with you has happened with me. I've been making Endgame 2 or The Great Reset, what we were calling it before I learned yours was that. And I said, oh, we're making this too. And we always get lost in too much evil, too much of what they're saying. It's like, man, this could be a 10-hour thing or a miniseries. And then I knew you guys were making it and you reached out to us. And so it definitely needs to happen. And folks, Endgame and other films and other, and like Loose Change, films I've been involved in have had such a big effect. And other great films like what Aaron Russo did. And all these other great films have changed the world. And now people are hungry for this information. Aren't they, Liberty Man?
They sure are. And I got to say, kudos to Paul. You know, he's put the information together in a way that I believe, and the people that we've seen it, they echo this as well, that it really touches you deep. It hits you. That there's a real emotional, it pulls on your emotional heartstrings. And Paul and I have always joked, you know, we're in the propaganda game here, right? We're putting out propaganda. It's got to be effective. Now, propaganda doesn't mean that it's lies and deceit. It's truthful. Everything we're putting out is very truthful. But it's propaganda in the sense that we're trying to reach people and have a certain effect on them. And the effect that we're trying to have is to wake them up, is to also get them to realize the situation that they're living in. But Paul, I got to say, you know, there were several times when I was watching some of the clips, or I would go through and kind of some of the rough edits. And even when they were rough edits, it was hitting me very emotionally. There were, you know, this first episode, a lot of the feedback is there's a certain part that people are brought to tears in it consistently.
And is that the RN talks about people dying alone, how satanic that is?
That's the part that really hits people hard, yeah.
And I didn't know that. I mean, I hadn't talked to you before. That hits me the hardest. It makes me get a tears in my eyes every time I see it because again, you can't come see your family, but they put COVID positive people in the nursing homes to kill them. I mean, this is so damn premeditated.
Yeah, there's a real human, a real impact here.
I tell you what, let's play that clip. Let's play that clip with Brian Mashey. Is that how you pronounce it?
Mashey.
So here's Brian Mashey talking about that. Here it is.
To not allow these moms and dads in to be with their dying kids, to not allow family members to come in and to hold their parents' hand that one final time, you know, to give dad a kiss on the forehead, you know, or to hug your mom one final time, you know, before she passes away. Like, that to me is literally the most inhumane aspect of this entire COVID situation. And the fact that we've had so many people now that have literally had to die alone. We've had so many family members that have had to say goodbye to their loved ones over FaceTime because the hospitals were refusing to let family members inside. Meanwhile, their family members literally on their deathbed waiting to take their last breath. And we're keeping people, you know, outside for those last crucial moments of life that people will never get back. I can't think of anything more inhumane to be done to not only a patient, but to a patient's family.
And again, radio listeners can't see this, but the cinematography, I mean, it looks like it's as good as HBO. You really knocked it out of the park, Paul.
Thank you.
When we come back, we've got Dr. Ann, how do you pronounce that, Bukharik? I'm not good at all these names. I know who she is. That's coming up, Effects of Elderly. Talks about how elders were isolated from loved ones in nursing homes, how masks stress your lungs and heart, Tammy Clark, TRT, Peggy Hall, the absurdity of wearing masks in banks and stores and schools. We've got Sherry Tenpenny. We've got Dr. Lee Merritt, Dale Bigtree, and others on the other side. But we're going to break in about a minute and a half. What else do you think is the most powerful part of the film?
Well, you know, I think it really does touch people, and that was one of the things we wanted to do in this film is actually, you know, get at their heartstrings. And so, you know, this film has a couple parts that are very touching. Episode 2, again, is even better than episode 1. And then I think episode 3 even does all those. So, you know, there's a lot of different parts that really just touches you. And, you know, as a Christian, you know, we believe that, you know, this is a big deal because the masks are conditioning for the vaccine. And we believe that, you know, the vaccine will be conditioning for the mark of the beast. And so this is something that, you know, is serious, that, you know, people need to wake up and realize that this agenda is, you know, taking us into world government.
It's the end of the line, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to kill a lot of people, but in the process also take over a lot of people in their own admission. That's what Klaus Schwab said, a chip in your body. They're going to control your body and make you a new life form. This is truly psychotic.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Dr. Annie Bukacek talking about the effects on the elderly and just, again, people putting up with them becoming prisoners so you don't make them sick. But then again, they send the COVID patients in so they have mass debt. They were intubating. They're making $50,000+ off each person that they intubated 95% then died. And Rob Dew was in the hospital. They wouldn't give him any medicine, nothing. Got him out, got the medicine, he got better. It's the same paradigm. So here she is talking about it in the film, part one, COVID land, the lockdown.
I would say probably the majority of people in these nursing homes in assisted living, they live for the hugs, the touch, you know, the facial recognition of their family members. That's the high point of their day or their week or their month. That's what they live for. That's what my mom lived for. And I have a patient who she's 91. She's in assisted living. When the lockdown happened, she had a very devoted daughter who used to come every day. And when they shut her off, that daughter off, within 2 days, my 91-year-old patient stopped communicating. Before that, she was a pretty feisty, fun, you know, person. She completely stopped communicating. She didn't make, you know, she'd stop making eye contact. She stopped talking. And then eventually she stopped eating, and eventually she stopped drinking fluids, and she died, in my opinion, from the isolation of COVID. And there are many, many of those kind of cases across the country. And the other bizarre thing that 91-year-old was robbed of is that when they finally decided that her family members could come see her, because we knew she was going to die within a day or two, the daughter was allowed to come in, the son from out of state was allowed to come in, but the daughter and son could only go in that room if they were gowned, gloved, and masked. And this woman, this 91-year-old woman who died in that room, she was in a room by herself, and the brother and sister could not go in together. And so that those last moments of touch and facial recognition and hugs or even a clear voice that's not speaking through a mask, you know, my patient was robbed of that. And this is being played out by I don't know how many, you know, senior citizens across the country.
This is true satanic evil. I know the globalists, I've studied them. And folks, if you haven't studied them, it just sounds crazy. They drain the pain. They drain humiliation. To them, it's a work of art to starve a child to death in a cage. It's a work of art to rape a woman. It's a work of art to hurt families and to isolate people and to have minions carry it out for them. It's all about blasphemy in God's eyes. That's what this is. It's all about defiling us. And that's my view on this. What do you guys think, the filmmakers?
Well, I think there is certainly a demoralization campaign that they're engaged in. They are trying to bring people to a point where any interest or love of liberty is completely gone. And so that obviously doesn't lead to good places. There's a degeneracy that was sort of inherent in our culture. The decadence was kind of doing that naturally, but I do agree, Alex. I mean, you just have to flick on the TV. I mean, in our family, you can't even watch any cable TV, just because even the commercials are filled with filth. And so it's not something we want our children to see. You know, we don't want to be totally like, you know, segregated off from society and whatnot, but you know, you do want your children to enjoy that period where they're of innocence. And in today's world, it's very difficult.
Absolutely. This is about the death of innocence.
It is. You know, we're in that period where, weak men create hard times. That's the stage that we're at. So I think, though, that we can draw a lot of hope in the fact that there are a lot of people that are that are awake and that do want to resist this. I know personally many people that are well informed, but they're still perhaps clinging a little bit to this idea that there could be a return to normal. As they, of course, get these letters that say, hey, you're out of work unless you get the shot, or they're seeing people that go get the shot and they're seeing the injuries and the effects of it, things are getting real at this point. And I think people are coming to grips with the situation that they're in. So there has been a detachment that's been a bit of a process as well, just for people that are somewhat informed or informed to let go of the plastic culture and the conveniences and realize that as humans on this earth, you know, we've never had it like that before, where you can just, you know, have it so easy and convenient all the time. And that's being taken from us. And as more good people realize that, no, you are not appointed unto this easy, fun-filled life. You're going to face adversity. We are going to face adversity in this time, in this generation, and come to grips with that and get good with it. And then, you know, things start to switch from there, right? We can actually have a lot of good people start to organize. We're seeing that happen. And that's of course, very encouraging.
You're absolutely right. I want to play more clips from the film, but I just cannot encourage listeners enough to join the fight. If you want a tool to wake people up, Endgame, again, just read magically 6 months ago. I'm like, we had 20,000 copies. Where'd it go? Oh, it all sold out. So I said, buy 40,000 and sell them at $5 a piece. And then, I mean, because my mission is just to get it out there. Because people see the censorship. Now they're like, oh, we need DVDs again. People are making copies. They're handing them out. People are getting their old DVD players out. In the future, old text will be more important than ever because they're going to have systems that basically won't even let you, you know, talk about freedom on the new hard drives or computers that are coming out. And so it's going to be a long, hard fight, folks, and people are figuring it out. They're digging in. Third-dimensional warfare with bumper stickers, spray-painting things. Look, they're killing us. This is civil disobedience. Instead of talking about killing the globalists, we should be talking about doing civil disobedience stuff way before it ever has to get to that point. And we have to get up off our butts, like you said, and take action. You've made the film. You guys have done it. Paul Wittenberg, Liberty Man. Of course, Wittenberg's great site is framingtheworld.com, at framingtheworld on Twitter. And again, you can find the DVD at infowarstore.com for part one of Covenantland, or covenantland.com. Take sure to get a free copy of Endgame. When you get it, get a second copy for $9.95 and get two copies of Endgames. That's two Covenant Land Part 1s and two Endgames at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to go right to the subpage from CovenantLand.com and help us spread the trailers. The second trailer went up a few days ago from Man.Video. Help us take the clips, put them on your own channel. I mean, nothing's going to matter in the future if you don't fight back now. The window's only going to close, and then we're going to have the big confrontation. Those that have been chosen to be able to go to the next level and merge a machine, which is a fate worse than death, and those of us that are going to be killed. And, you know, God says no flesh will be spared unless he intervened. It's all going to happen. We're going to make it through it. Some of us are. Hopefully our children will. But I'm already resigned. I'm not worried about it. I'm just giving full energy against these enemies. And, guys, have you not felt... I don't know your own personal life, spiritual or whatever, but obviously you're drawn to fight this, that it's something's happened just the last few months as this evil came to the world. Just the last few, I have got more energy, more focus, more discernment, and more total commitment. I've never felt such total commitment now than I felt in the last 2 months.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I just, ever since this happened, you know, back in March of 2020, I just have been going nonstop because, you know, I believe this is the most important message right now. We have to get the truth out about what's happening right now. And so this film does empower people to fight back. And that's what we really want to emphasize. And so at the end of every episode, we really try to empower people that, you know, this is the time to fight. You know, if we don't stand up now, I mean, our future is very dim.
And comments from you, Liberty Man.
You know, Alex, if you think back 9/11, and you know this better than anybody, you were awake before that, but you got to see what that false flag did in terms of building a truth movement. That was the blowback. When they do these kind of big operations, there's this blowback effect that it wakes people up. And also with the vaccine, you know, it's often said that the anti-vaxxers are really not anti-vaxxers, they're former vaxxers, people that learn the hard way. So if you think about the brazen tyranny that they're engaging in, the human rights violations, the damages that they're causing to people, the lies that they're engaged in, they're going for broke. They're clearly in their end game. There's no doubt about that. But it is having a huge knock-on effect of waking up a lot of people. And that's really encouraging. So I do wake up now and I just have this, you know, bring it kind of attitude. Like, you know, come and take it kind of attitude where, you know, I'm not, you know, it seems like a lot of people are brainwashed these days to think that they're supposed to live forever. And, you know, I'm of the opinion that, no, I have a spiritual life beyond this physical life. And I'm not going to experience that second death. So I know where I'm going when I die. And that's, you know, that's a good place to get to, because then you can just get on the battlefield, lean in, trust God, ask him to lead, guide, and direct you, and let the chips fall where they may. And just, you know, when you kind of get to that place, you start living and things start working.
Exactly. Working, and you know, it's about a continuum of humanity and our spiritual life. That's beautifully said. Let's play a few more clips. I'm going to let you amazing guys go, and then I'm going to get to some of these callers that held, and then we got a guest host taking over.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.